Of a brand new year, you're a busy man. Fittest Family seems to be going down well, and I think you probably got for yourself a brand new audience, have you? I'd say the audience numbers are way up.
Yeah, well, being honest, our audience numbers were pretty good anyhow. We had a large percentage. Has it helped? It definitely has helped a bit, but no, we're delighted. Year after year, it seems to grow. And the one thing about the program, Alan, is it seems to fit everyone from really young to middle-aged to even the elderly. They seem to enjoy it and can watch it together.
I know you won't give too much away, but there have been two extra families involved, and they've been acquitting themselves well, haven't they?
Ah, listen, very, very good. Whatever it is, I seem drawn to Wexford Families Unreal. It has been that way for the last few years. I'm happy to end up with them, and I have a good family again this year from Wexford.
Yeah, I mean, these are very strange times, but at the same time, people have said that the challenges haven't been made any easier. If anything, you've made them harder.
Oh, my God, I tell you, I haven't seen that, and yet we have to see what's to come in the next few weeks. There's some really, really tough stuff and crazy stuff in it, and it is harder, but you know what? The sense of achievement for every family that does it is unreal. Like, we see their reactions off TV and how proud they are to do it, how they're proud to do it as a family, because we both know that the most important thing in your life is your family, Alan, and to be able to do something like this with them is a joy, whether you win it or not.
You're a competitive guy, it doesn't need me to tell you that, but what about the competition between you and the other coaches? I'm sure it's massive.
Oh, listen, don't have any doubt. There will be times where we actually get on so well, it's great, but when it comes near to competition, and you wouldn't have seen it all the time on TV, but trust me, we've had serious goals at one another because the other three coaches are every bit as competitive as I am, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, look, it's all to play for, and we wish our Wexford families well. But now let's look at other matters. I see you've tied in with the People Newspaper Group for a very special initiative, anti-bullying. I'm reading your book at the moment, finally getting around to read it, doing a lot of reading at the moment, and you were on the Late Late Show recently as well. It's something that's extremely close to your heart. You are very much behind this GA initiative here in Wexford.
Yeah, well, it's funny, after the late Michal came to me and he said he'd like to do something about it, and I said, fair play, I think it's a good idea, and I think fair play to Wexford GA for taking it on, because it is an issue out there, Alan, whether we like it or don't like it. I've just happened to experience it within our family a small bit, and the one thing I have to say is it only takes one or two people to think they can say what they want to hurt people, and it's not good enough and it's not acceptable from my point of view, you know. I think we need to get rid of that out of society, I'll be very honest with you.
And were you bullied yourself, or is it some family members that went through this and it's on their behalf that you kind of made this effort?
At the moment, like, I would have gone through stuff when I was younger, that's fine, but I suppose we have hundreds and hundreds of pages maybe from the last 5 or 6 years that I got a small bit of my later as a manager in McClare, even though we did very well, and my dad, who was county secretary, and I know myself, it's only coming from a small bunch.
Yeah.
And they think they can just say Anton and put down Anton, and that's fine. Mm. It's not fine, Alan, to do it, and it's not acceptable, and it shouldn't be acceptable. And I have had people in touch with me, other mam and dads, who their kids have been affected with different things, and you know what, we decided back maybe a year and a half ago that we were taking it on, and hopefully in the next number of months there will be a prosecution or there will be something. Hopefully we have to wait and see, but we're not going to let it lie, because yeah, we just feel it's not acceptable, and we're really hoping that it'll sort out a lot of stuff for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the introduction of Coco's Law. I've spoken to Brendan Howland on several occasions about that. He was one of the people mainly behind getting this legislation brought in, which is going to help. But there's so many facets to it now. Years ago, it would be, say, someone bullying you in a schoolyard, or even the physicality and mental bullying. Now you've got the online bullying as well. There's a lot more strands to bullying nowadays, isn't there?
Listen, there is, and when someone can anonymously do something like that, it's crazy. You can just write what you like and think it doesn't hurt people's feelings. I don't agree with it. I think social media is very good in a lot of regards, but this is one side of it that definitely is not good, and it needs to be stopped. And that's being honest with you. I just cannot tolerate it whatsoever. And freedom of speech is all right, Alan. I'm okay with freedom of speech, but are we gone overboard and having a massive opinion and absolutely criticising people unreal that we don't need to do. That's my view, and that's how I feel about it.
You join me on this Thursday morning here on the Morning Mix in South East Radio at a time when we are still trying to battle this COVID-19 pandemic. I said in my request for you to come on air and talk to me that we have another pandemic to look at, a mental health one, and your response to me, Davey, was it's already here. You firmly believe that?
No, I'm pretty certain it is. I think everybody is struggling with what's happening and to make sense of it, and I think it touches everyone. I'd say you'd say it yourself, Alan, anyone, that it has to have an effect on you. I know definitely certain people have said stuff to me about how they're feeling and they're finding it hard. So in that view, it has to mentally affect everybody, and it is. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to get there, and I believe that strongly myself, even though it is tough to be staying in at the moment. I'm saying the vaccine is here. Within a few months, we'll get there. And I just like for there to be hope out there. I've always said that word is a favourite word of mine, is hope. And like every single day we hear the cases, we hear how it's having an effect, and COVID is dangerous. I know that. I have an underlying condition. But we need to have hope out there as well, and we need to try and get a bit of positivity back in our world.
Right, of course. And with that in mind, to all the sportsmen and women around County Wexford, the boys and girls, what advice would you give to them to keep themselves physically fit? Because it is tough. I mean, walking tracks you can utilise in GA clubs, but you're not allowed to train, you're not allowed to practice on the fields. I'm sure there are lads finding walls somewhere to hurl the ball against the wall. But in the main, what advice would you give to sports people?
I think it's important for every single one of us to do something. I do not believe being cooked up in the house, we should use that as an excuse. I think whether you get out and do 20 minutes, half an hour of a walk, I would just really encourage everyone to just do that, because that is a massive help for a starter. That's just to the ordinary Joe Soap that's at home, like myself. You need to get out and do that. To the young kids, I would really, really suggest doing a run or do some exercises. It's very important. Like with the Wexford team, yes, we are making them do runs. We are encouraging them to get to a wall and do stuff. I don't agree that the GA should have the fields closed. I'm not saying that we should be training the numbers of 20 or anything like that. I'm suggesting that you should be allowed runs, allowed to have a few pucks on your own if you want to do that. I just think the mental well-being of people is so important as well. And certain little things we can definitely do to help ourselves.
Yeah, and Davey, when do you anticipate, or have you any idea at this stage of a return to training and competitive action? Figures are still high, aren't they? Maybe too high to get a definitive answer at this point in time.
Yeah, listen, they're coming down. I suppose after the figures we got around Christmas and early New Year, we knew it was going to take a small amount of time to get them down. I don't know when a return to action. I presume maybe another, I think we should wait another few weeks and assess it then. I don't think we shouldn't say we're not going to play until March or we're not playing until April. Let's just see how it goes every few weeks, and if things come down, if our behaviour changes, why not look at it then? Like, I think you see in October, November, the GA especially behaved itself very well, and it was a help to people to watch games and all of that when times are tough. So let's just monitor it over the next few weeks, Alan, and see where we go and see if there is a climate where maybe the county can go back and do it safely.
Anyway, in the meantime, this new initiative launched to the anti-bullying campaign is been widely welcomed, and also Fittest Family has given us all a little boost on a Sunday evening. What stage are we at now? Are we heading into the quarter-final stage? Just remind us where we are with Fittest Families.
You have one more week to do at this stage, and then we're into quarter-final stage. That's when it really heats up, and to me, I think that people will actually love the events that's to come, because we did it in the one location, Alan, but there's different teams in it. Like, that was inside in the forest. We're on the lake around that for another one. We're in the mud for another one. We're in the mountain for another one. There's different locations for every, say, the quarter final, semi final, and final. So there's a lot of good stuff to come, and I'm actually excited that people will get to sit down on Sunday evening and watch it, because the families are incredible, Alan, and it's good family viewing.